If the 2018 forecast holds true, the run should produce a harvest of almost 39 million sockeye and allow for 12.5 million as escapement. And the Nooshigak District may see an enormous run of almost 22 million sockeye, which would top even 2017 as the biggest year ever for the west side. The forecast to the Naknek-Quijack District is 16.6 million, with 8 million to the Quijack River, 4.4 million to the Alagnak, and 3.8 million to the Naknek. The Igigik District run is forecast at 9.1 million and includes the bay's biggest component of big 2-3 age class fish. The Ugashik District is forecast at 2.8 million, which is down considerably from last year's actual return of 6.6 million fish. And the Togiak forecast is up a smidge at 860,000. Greg Buck, the area research biologist for Bristol Bay, put the numbers together.
It is a big one. That's 18% over the recent 10-year average and 41% greater than the long-term mean. So, yeah, it's about almost 20% above the 10-year average.
The Nooshigak is the major wild card for 2018. Buck says the 21.8 million prediction is built on the same 2013 brood year that produced this year's 1-2 age class returners that set a new record for the Wood River.
So that brood year is going to be returning in as 1-3s in the Nooshigak next year. So that's the one of the big questions for the Bay is whether that 2013 brood year will continue to perform as well as it has.
The really curious thing is that the current 21.8 million forecast could actually be on the low end. Buck says some of the numbers they were working with for the Nooshigak River were simply off the charts. But go back to this time in 2016, and they were looking at some similar possibilities for the Wood River, which at that time seemed just too hard to believe.
Last year, we kind of took a bit of a conservative approach and dialed back or reined in some of our forecasts off of that because it was forecasting numbers that we hadn't ever seen before. And then, of course, well, we saw what happened last year. We got runs that we'd never seen before.
Buck says he's willing to, quote, climb a little further out on the branch and trust that the 2013 brood year will produce a lot of the 1-3s for the Nooshigak River next summer. Again, it is possible the 7 million forecast for the Nooshigak River is on the low side, but it's complicated, says area management biologist Tim Sands.
3.5 million 1-2s on the Nooshigak in 2017, by all accounts, because it's a 1-3 system, should mean a big number of 1-3s in the Nooshigak next year. But is that number 3 million? Is it 6 million? Is it 18 million? That's what we're trying to guess.
The state's preseason predictions have been off by an average of 11% under the actual returns dating to 2001. Though that's by no means deliberate, some in the industry do admit they'd rather plan for less fish and do their best to process the extra than to plan to process, ship, and sell more than actually arrive. Will Bristol Bay's processors be able to handle a 39 million harvest in 2018? The state's processor survey, done ahead of the 2017 season, found that the 12 major buyers were ready to tackle up to 36.3 million fish, but processors have till next March to report what their planned capacity is for next year. Back to the west side, where the question, first raised long about last July 1st, continues to be, where are all these fish coming from?
My gut feeling is it has to do with those three winters that we had that were really warm. I feel like that extended the growing season, early ice out, late ice in, especially in the tick chicks. It made a difference more to them because they were in a more marginal environment, and having extra growing time in those higher upper lakes made those fish healthier, bigger, and more competitive when they got to the ocean.
Sands says a report from genetic samples taken during the 2017 harvest showed that some two-thirds of the Nooshigak River sockeye were bound for the Tikchik Lakes via the Noyakuk River, which was one of the biologists' working theories during the season. So perhaps El Niño's disruptive warmth, which led to a lot of variability in wildlife patterns, helped more baby salmon in the Tikchik Lakes survive than normally do.
And you're really not talking about that much of a difference. You know, percentage here, percentage there, difference in survival, and you get a big change in the number of fish coming back.
Predicting the fish is one thing. Predicting the fleet is an entirely different roll of the dice. Last year, hundreds of boats that were fishing the Nooshigak early in the season started heading east around the 1st of July, assuming that the Nooshigak would fade and they could get in on the Naknek-Quijack action just ahead of the peak. That judgment was no doubt based on plenty of experience, but it should be mentioned, going against the strong signals from the Port Muller test fishing and genetics that the Nooshigak was not slowing down and that the Quijack appeared to be a little scratchy. Indeed, it proved to be a west side run that nobody had ever seen before. But now that a 20-plus million sockeye run to the Nooshigak is known to be feasible, just how crowded might the district get next year? In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.